Pages 73 through 75. Long O and long U.
Pole and vole also have a favorite long vowel. Can you guess what it is? Well, you already know that the letter O stands for the short O sound, ah, that you hear in the word hop, H-O-P. The letter O also stands for the long O sound, O, that you hear in hope, H-O-P-E, and in pole and vole. You also know that the letter U stands for the short U sound, that you hear in the word tub, T-U-B. The letter U also stands for the long U sound, oo, that you hear in tube, T-U-B-E. Tub, tube. Now, open your workbook to page 73. Look at the picture on the top of the page as you listen to the story. And listen carefully for words that have the long O sound, O, or the long U sound, oo.
This is great, Paul! We're flying!
Yes, we're flying! But sooner or later, Vol, this kite is going to land. And when it does...
When it does, we'll be very, very careful.
You're being very, very brave. Vol, you deserve a song.
Oh.
A song with the long O sound, as in pole and vol. Listen.
Okay.
Me. This is the story of Vol, who is brave and who is strong, oh. The very best friend of Paul. Both their names contain a long O.
Right!
I'm glad that Vol accompanies Paul. That's the moral of this song, oh.
Wow! What a great song!
Thanks.
Paul, P-O-L-E, and Vol, V-O-L-E, both have the long O.
Where are we, Vol? Whoa, we're moving.
That's the moral of this song, oh. You should do less singing and more watching out. My first rule, you know.
Who are you?
If you fall from the sky onto someone else's back, you should introduce yourself first. That's my second rule.
We're Paul and Vol, and we didn't mean to.
Long O animals. I should have known. No wonder. Last week it was a mole, always falling out of the sky on a poor mule.
Sorry.
I'm the rule mule. Long U, you know. Rule. R-U-L-E. Mule. M-U-L-E.
Did we hurt you?
Not too much. Besides, if animals fall from the sky, I have to catch them. That's my third rule.
You have a lot of rules, Mule. Do you have a rule about helping Vol and me get to Cat's birthday party? Because we're a little lost.
My fourth rule might help. If you can play a tune on a flute, I will give you directions to Cat's party. But to do that, I must take you to the Finding Fire.
What's a Finding Fire?
You are going to find out because... Here we are. Now please, climb down from my back and play me a tune. T-U-N-E.
But we don't have a flute.
Oh, yes, we do. And I've just learned a tune. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. Listen.
I mustn't be rude, but that's my fifth rule. But please stop that! Your direction is that way. A long way that way, right now.
How did you know that?
Just look at the smoke from the finding fire, see?
The smoke looks like you and me, Paul.
Right, and it's headed that way. So off you go. And one last rule. Never play that flute again.
I guess he didn't like my tune. Let's hurry, Paul. Maybe there will still be some cake left for you at the party.
Yeah. Leave the flute, though, Vol.
Okay.